This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, January 17th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Pilates Plus, offering Pilates mat and equipment classes, plus private instruction with comprehensively trained instructors. Massage and the Pole Place Fitness Studio are also available. More information can be found at PilatesPlusNWA.com or by calling 287-4519.
Later on this edition of Ozarks, the University of Arkansas Fort Smith has a book it wants you to read. The third installment of the UAFS Read This program begins later this month.
And the things people collect. Last weekend, dozens of collectors showed off thousands of their things at the Cabin Fever Reliever at Shiloh Museum in Springdale. From accordions to pottery, the collections were on display for one day only.
First, there's broad speculation about an economic development project that Governor Mike Beebe hinted will be the biggest project the state has ever seen. Although details are still somewhat of a mystery, the Arkansas Economic Development Commission Director, Grant Tenniel, in an interview with Talk Business, says he is confident they will soon be back to the legislature concerning Amendment 82, which is the state's super project amendment. And it allows general obligation bonds to be issued to finance infrastructure for large-scale industrial projects meeting certain spending and employment thresholds.
I've spoken enough that I think a number of people know that we are in the running for an advanced manufacturing project, investment value north of $1 billion, large number of employees. A good company.
Grant Tenniel says he's pleased that by giving a hint in a joint session Tuesday, the governor recognized the hard work that's been put into getting what is expected to be a major employer. The governor also told reporters this week Arkansas is not competing with any other states in regard to the project, as some media outlets have suggested.
The Legislative Joint Budget Committee wants to hold off on giving state judges and prosecutors cost of living raises. The committee, made up of House and Senate members, decides on appropriations and the budget. Democratic Senator Larry Teague, a co-chairman of the committee, says the decision doesn't mean the judiciary won't see a raise, just a postponement.
It's early in the game, and nobody wants to deal with it today. I think it's got to be dealt with, but hopefully we'll deal with it with all positions. We're about to have 200 agency bills with 2% built in. I don't believe we have any intention of taking those out.
Joint budget advanced the General Appropriations Act yesterday. It's the first budget bill required to be passed by the state constitution and sets the budget, including salaries, for the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of state government. No raises were approved for legislators or the executive branch.
An anti-abortion group says it's working with state lawmakers on three bills that will be introduced this legislative session. Rose Mims of Arkansas Right to Life says the organization is supporting a bill to require doctors to see patients in person before prescribing the RU486 pill. She says in order to prevent what she terms webcam abortions.
And in rural Arkansas, we don't want our young mothers going through this chemical abortion procedure with no help out there available for them. And so we want to be able to stop them from doing that. It's dangerous.
Abortion rights groups in other states where similar laws have been proposed say it is an unnecessary ban. Arkansas Right to Life says it's also working on bills to block abortion-related coverage available through the federal health care law and to ban abortion after 20 weeks of pregnancy.
At least one state lawmaker from Northwest Arkansas is in favor of giving some of the state's $300 million budget surplus to higher education. Senator John Woods from Springdale says after the funding gap in the state's Medicaid system is taken care of, roughly $150 million will be left of the surplus.
I think that higher ed, you know, you've got a lot of college students that want to go to school. The lottery scholarship only brings in so much money, but we have a much larger demand than the money that we have. And also there's a lot of individuals that would love teaching jobs at the universities and the community college if we had the funding to hire them because, you know, we do have a lot of students and the demand for teachers is there, but we got to pay them.
Woods says with high demand for college degrees, capping enrollment at universities is the last thing the state needs. And part of the surplus could be set aside as scholarship money for non-traditional students.
Following President Obama's announcement of a $500 million plan to reduce gun violence in the country, two members of Arkansas's congressional delegation have issued statements of their own. U.S. Senator John Bozeman yesterday issued a response to the president's series of executive actions, saying the president's statements touched on some areas of common ground, but, quote, ultimately, his plans rely too strongly on the failed gun control ideas of the past. Senator Bozeman continued by saying the president's push to reinstate the assault weapons ban and to limit ammunition is misguided. According to the senator's statement, he is in the camp that is in favor of stricter enforcement of existing laws instead of enacting new ones. 3rd Congressional District Representative Steve Womack similarly issued a statement about the president's actions yesterday. According to his statement, the congressman says limiting Second Amendment rights for law-abiding citizens is not the appropriate reaction to senseless acts of violence. Congresswoman Womack says Congress, rather than the president through executive order, should look for ways to protect the people that are in line with preserving constitutional rights.
Drivers who commute between Fort Smith and Van Buren should be aware that construction work on Interstate 540 will soon begin. According to a release by the Arkansas State Highway Transportation Department, the contractor for the project will begin installing advance warning signs for the project, which will stretch between Rogers Avenue and Fort Smith to Interstate 40 in Van Buren. Actual construction on the multi-million-dollar project is set to begin by the end of the month.
It's still winter. Clear tonight. Lows will be in the mid-teens, around 16 for much of northwest Arkansas. Lower to mid-20s tonight in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs will be in the lower to mid-50s throughout the region. And for Friday night, clear. Not as cold. Lows around 30.